mention that you're taking less field goals now in practice, you said, over the course of the week? You said
that's what I've learned throughout my career. Yeah. It's working smarter, not harder. It's being efficient.
Sure.
You know, if you're going to kick 10 balls, if you're going to kick 18 balls, you make 18 balls and they all look exactly the same. Whereas before, you'd kick 50 or 60 and you're just trying to hit the middle and you're charting everything. You still want to do those things, but you want to be consistent with everything that you do, where you don't need the big numbers. You don't need to kick 100 balls to do 10 correctly. You need to do 10 correctly every time.
And when you're kicking 100, is there a fatigue? Is there some sort of... Yeah,
yeah, I mean, you wear yourself out. I mean, it's David Love III and Vijay Singh. He's going to hit 1,000 balls at the driving range. He's going to hit 100.
Yeah.
But he's going to hit 100 exactly how he wants to hit those 100, mm-hmm. and then he's going to leave.
Sure.
Or you can sit there and throw your back out. And it's the same thing here. You can sit here and kick and kick and kick and kick, or you can concentrate and hit 10 balls, work with your guys, and do it correctly every time. And that's what Coach Coughlin's looking for. You know, if it's 4th and 4, and it's a 48, 49-yarder where we all know he doesn't really like to put people out there in those positions, he needs to know that you're going to focus in like you have during the week and make that kick.
And a lot of people said that the Giants are more progressive in their understanding of that too, right? Because there's just some other camps where you've probably been to where they want you to kick 100 and 150 balls, you know?
A lot of it just depends on the coach.
Yeah.
And it depends on the age of the kicker. My first year with Pete Rodriguez, we kicked 50 balls a day. And we did it with 10-foot nets in front of us, and we worked and worked and worked to drill in that pattern and that swing and to have that consistency in our mind. There are factors. There are factors in that. And I've had coaches that are just like, hey, whatever makes you good on Sunday. And I love those coaches because, you know, we're all internally control freaks when it comes to our craft. And if you're going to let me have control of it, I am going to do it my way. And, you know, the good thing about here is I have somebody that I can openly talk to about, hey, this is working for me. This isn't working for me. This is too much. This is too little. We need more of this. What do you see? You know, I can do those things. So it's as you get older, you start to create that transparency with people, and you don't need as much leadership from the coaches. But that's really the difference in why people practice so hard in certain areas and why not in certain areas. It's stages of life, stages of your career.
What part of your game are you working to refine at this point? You know, where you're at this stage? What is it that you see that you're saying, you know, I still want to do this a lot better?
Well, I still want to hit field goals better, still more consistently. You know, you get out here the other day, we missed one, and it was just a matter of just timing-wise, just being a little behind the ball. Not really something you're going to freak out about, but something you want to eliminate. So it's constantly wanting to improve as being a ball striker and a guy who contacts the ball the same way every time. Because you don't want to go out there guessing where the ball's going to go. You're a sharpshooter. You got to hit your target every single time.